Welcome, everybody. Brother Goodwin here. Hey, have you heard about the red heifer stuff going on and the possible sacrificing of a red heifer? In fact, I don't. When this airs, it's possible it's already happened, but I'm not. I doubt it. A lot of controversy about this and a lot of questions about this. Many of you, our viewers, have been messaging me, Brother Goodwin, are you guys going to talk about the red heifer? Well, guess what? We're going to talk about the red heifer today. And by the way, I got a special guest, Michael Samuel Smith. Many of you that follow us know him. And I believe he's one of the most knowledgeable guys out there on this red heifer stuff. He's got a DVD we're going to make available to you. I have it right here, if you can see that. And this is about the red heifer. It's only like a half an hour. And it also includes, he's got a second video on here about the Hanukkah story. But the half hour or 30-some minute red heifer thing is pretty good. This is brand new. And we're going to bring him on in just a few minutes. So stand by. Welcome, everybody. I'm Brother Dan Gwynn, your host, and this is Dr. Charles Hiltabiddle and our co-host here. And, Doc, this thing about the red heifer, there's people on both sides of this. Some say it don't mean nothing. Others say it does.
I think it's pretty significant.
Yeah. I'm going to read a couple of verses here. Numbers chapter 19, by the way, is the chapter in the Bible that most of this comes from. There's very little, I think, in the Bible other than Numbers 19. Mm-hmm. And I want to say this off the bat, Doc, for our audience there. Much of the stuff that we're hearing about the rules and the and things, it's tradition. It's not
that's
in
all
the Bible.
Rabbinical writings and things, yes.
And now they're going to go by that because that's who they are. And Jesus dealt with that when he walked the earth. They're
but most of those are in line with Numbers 19.
Okay, Numbers 19, I'm just going to read a couple of verses here. This is the ordinance of the law which the Lord hath commanded, saying, speak unto the children of Israel, that they bring thee a red heifer without spot, wherein no blemish, and upon which never came yoke. In other words, it was never used out in the
no
field.
No curly hair.
Yep, it's got to be a spotless, perfect red heifer. Mm-hmm. And it goes through and talks about they're gonna kill it, they're gonna burn it, and there'll be ashes left over, and those ashes have to be used to anoint and purify things, right?
It's very important because, first of all, you'll read there, this is at the tabernacle, the blood of that sacrifice was a part of the sanctification of the temple, of the priest, and of the people.
Yeah.
But the ashes was to be collected. And those ashes was to be added just a pinch in a vas of water that came from a living stream. In other words, a spring-fed water. And before Passover, if you had touched a dead body, been in the house of a dead body, and various different things, you were unclean. And you went by, and they took a hyssop, and they dipped it in this water that had some ashes in it. And they sprinkled you with it.
And of course, this is all symbolic of
it's all symbolic,
isn't it?
Of the death, burial, and resurrection of Christ.
Yeah.
The red heifer itself is a symbol of Christ and the shed blood. It's all about
now,
Christ.
Last night, because there's a lot of people, even good people, good men, preachers, and who kind of say this is nothing. We don't need to worry about it. And by the way, God doesn't want the temple. God's the one that rent the veil in two. The temple thing's over. But we know that in the end time, God said it's going to be reinstated.
It's going to be there, or he wouldn't have the abomination of desolation. Yeah. So,
and so even though it's not God's will, he knows that the Jews are going to do it. This lets us, it's another
it
sign
mean,
of the end.
Yeah, you're right.
So last night I was thinking, how can I refute the skepticism and the scoffers out there?
Well, Jesus is the one who said, Daniel talked about it, and he reiterated the fact there'd be a desolation of abomination. And,
well, I wrote...
And that couldn't happen.
I wrote this down so I wouldn't forget. What if you heard on the news today that the Jews had begun building the temple out on the Temple Mount,
mm-hmm.
And people were screaming and yelling, and the Palestinians were mad. And they're erecting this thing. Do you think preachers would begin to say, hey, the end is near the temple?
Yeah.
Sure they would.
Yeah.
There's no difference in that in this red heifer. Without a red heifer and the ashes,
that's right,
there can be no temple.
You cannot have the sanctification process of setting aside a new temple for worship.
So this thing about the red heifer, my point is this. That's just as big as if they were actually erecting the temple. It's just as big.
You can't have one without the other. Yes.
So it shouldn't be scoffed at. and I believe they are going to kill a heifer up on the Mountain of Olives.
There was a picture recently, of something CBS did a report.
That was actually a practice
thing. That was actually a model that was at the Temple Institute. But yes, it's getting closer, no doubt.
Yeah. Yep. So now, Michael Samuel Smith, we're going to bring him on in just a second. Mm-hmm. I have his DVD on the website. I don't think she has a picture of this. That's my fault. I forgot to tell her about it. I have a brand new DVD. He just put this out. It's on the website. You might see it a little better there. And it's brand new. It's on our website. You can get this. But we got Brother Michael Samuel Smith with us live. I don't want to say live. He and I recorded this. And about 20 minutes, and you're going to get to hear from Brother Smith. And I think you're going to enjoy this. I think you're going to hear he does most of the talking. I asked him a few questions, but I'll get him going. And I think you're going to enjoy this. It was done in a Zoom call. Now, in fact, my first ever recorded Zoom call for television. We're going to do more of these in the future. And he's in Texas, and I think you're going to enjoy this. Here he is. Hey, welcome, Brother Smith. Good to see you on the program. Welcome to Prophecy in the Spotlight. Appreciate you taking the time to come on today. Most of our viewers are familiar with you. In fact, many of them, Brother Smith, have been asking, when are you going to have Brother Smith on? And so here you are. And we're glad to have you today. You're down in Texas, right? You're down in
Arlington,
near Dallas.
Texas.
Arlington, southern area of Dallas area there. And this is our first time doing a Zoom recording with you. We've had you in our studio up here in Raleigh, Illinois, and I've been down to the studio that you have done some recording in, and we've been together. But this is the first get-together on a Zoom call for television. And so we're excited about that. We're glad that you're here today, and we're looking forward to hearing some of your knowledge on the red heifer. But before we do that, I want to introduce you, just in case some of our viewers may not know who you are. You were in the Air Force for, I think, 20 years, something like that. You were pilot.
Army. Yeah, Army pilot.
Army. Okay, well, yeah. Army
gotta throw
has
that
planes
in there.
Too. All right. So you did 20 years or so in the Army. You've been to Vietnam. Then you flew for over 20 years with American Airlines.
Yeah, 26 and a half years with American Airlines later.
And you're now retired. And tell the viewers how long you've been studying Israel and prophetic things.
Well, this fall, it'll be 48 years. I actually, the Lord really, I believe, called me into this in September 1975, and I started teaching October 1976. So it's definitely coming
50
up
years.
On 48 years. Yeah, yep. Not too far from that.
48 years. No prophetic significance there, right?
1948,
you're the numbers
right?
guy. You're the guy that should have caught that. But
yes, I did.
So, Brother Mike, so we don't waste any time here because we only got a little part of a clip here. Let me ask you some questions that will help our audience here. The folks in our audience who may not know much about the red heifer, if you don't mind, take a moment and explain what this is all about and where is it in the Bible?
Well, it's a very good question. Of course, Numbers chapter 19 is the only chapter in the Bible that discusses the red heifer, actually. It gives examples of being clean and unclean. And it gives an example if someone is to touch a dead body or a bone of someone or walk over a grave, they would be unclean 7 days. So that is found in Numbers chapter 19, verses 14 through 22. Sacrificing animals for sin can be very time-consuming, actually, especially with up to 1.5 to 2 million Israelites traveling in the desert. We all know these people would pass away the first 20 years because of sin and lack of faith, if you will. So all the people that ended up entering into the Promised Land were 20 years and younger, and Caleb and Joshua were the only original ones from back in Egypt. So I did want to mention that. Now, also in chapter 19, verses 14, it gives an example of someone who died in a tent. It mentions all those that happened to be in the tent, that they would become unclean also. And by the way, this was a very common occurrence, no doubt, with that many people dying the first 20 years. So the ashes of a red heifer mixed with water sprinkled on a person was actually a cheap and economical way of sanctifying sin. I did want the folks to know concerning the red heifer coming up, that particular event, you do not have to have a temple there to sacrifice the red heifer. But the ashes of the red heifer mixed with water was definitely a prerequisite for purity under the law back then in the Old Testament. Amen.
Okay. And so, in other words, the red heifer is just as important as the temple. I know that's hard for people to grasp. But without the red heifer and the ashes, they can't sanctify the priesthood. They can't sanctify the temple or the furniture or anything. So the temple would not be usable. So you have to have the red heifer, don't you?
That's correct. And we haven't had one in 2,000 years, approximately.
And that is the significance of why this is such a big deal. Now, Brother Smith, I think you agree with me that this isn't God's will. God doesn't want the temple. He's the one that rent the veil in two when Jesus died on the cross, right?
Right.
So it isn't that the temple is something God wants. It's just something that he looked in the future and he saw that the Jews are going to once again start operating the temple and the animal sacrifices, and because they're still lost, they're looking for their Messiah, and it's not till the middle of the tribulation that their eyes will be opened and they're going to recognize that Jesus is, was, and always will be the Messiah, their Messiah, our Messiah, everyone's Messiah. But until then, they're still operating under the Old Testament, and because we know that Revelation 11 talks about the temple. We know that it's going to be in existence for the tribulation, which is why we get excited, right? Us prophecy guys, when we hear stuff about the temple and the red heifers, we get to thinking, hey, we're getting close. So am I on track there with what you're saying?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, well, let me go to the next thing then. And it is now April 24. Believe it or not, we're still here. The trumpet hasn't sounded yet. Here we are, April 24. How close do you think we are right this moment from the sacrifice of one of these red heifers that they have?
Well, Brother Goodwin, I wanted your audience to know there's been several recent developments that have taken place in Israel. Now, a year ago, the rabbis in Israel were saying basically to the world that when this takes place, the public would be invited, and also it would take place on the Mount of Olives during the time of Passover 2024 to Pentecost of 2024. So the dates on that, Passover this year is actually the 22nd of April to the 30th, and Pentecost is the 12th and 13th of June. So that's what everyone was sort of expecting. Now, there is a man in Israel, his name is Eliyahu Berkowitz, who's a very well-connected Orthodox Jew in Israel, who was actually the head of 365 News in Israel. He just said last week, there is a very high probability that a red heifer sacrifice will probably not take place during the time of Passover, That seems to be his opinion about that, mainly because of the war going on, still going on in Gaza at this time. And there could be feed or pushback from the Israeli government about this issue as well. On another talking point, on the 2nd of March, not very long ago, CBS.com in Israel, they had published the picture of a very special ramp on the Mount of Olives where they said that the red heifers were going to be sacrificed there and that that ramp was completed. Well, actually, that was not true at all. None of that was true. Of course, there's all kinds of sort of stuff like that going on the internet right now and on YouTube as well. So a lot of what we see is really not true. It's still a secret as to when the sacrifice will take place. Berkowitz is also under the impression when we get to October, November 2024, there is a possibility the cows may be too old to be sacrificed. But the Temple Institute will still be at the forefront over this red heifer program. Before the war in Israel was saying, as I mentioned earlier, that the public would be invited, but there's a possibility that won't be the case now. We don't really know. And when this does kick off at some point in time, it will be live streamed to the world. That much I can say. Amen.
Okay. Well, I have your DVD here, and the folks can go to our website, processspotlight.com, and they can order this. I think it's $19.95, free shipping. And there's actually, I think it's 37 minutes or something like that. Plus, there's another thing on Hanukkah, right?
Right.
Is that what the other one is, Hanukkah?
The other one is called They're Here, but it's about Hanukkah and actually some aspects of the war that's been happening in Israel.
Okay. On this DVD, and I've watched it, you have some photos. You got photos of the five red heifers. And you've also got a lot of information about the key players and the people who were in Texas where the cows came from, as well as the rabbi, different people involved in getting these things transported over there. There's also a plane, a Boeing 777 or something like that, or that's interesting. Tell our audience a little bit about that.
Well, some of the key players involved, I'll start with Mr. Ty Davenport. He's the man that owns the 1,400-acre ranch in Rockwall, Texas. He bred up to 25 perfect red heifers, or correction, 21 perfect red heifers at the Triple Creek Ranch. He is the first rancher in nearly 2,000 years that came up with not just one, but actually five red heifers that were good enough to be transferred to Israel. Now, five were flown to Israel, but one was disqualified, I wanted the folks to know, last year. Now, Ty and his wife, Cheryl, are very strong evangelical Christians, and they really love the Lord and Israel. But the next person of interest here is Byron Stinson. Now, Byron lives in Texas and Israel. Byron is the man who was coordinating this program with the rabbis in Israel. Byron is the American leader of Bone Israel, Bone meaning building Israel. This institute is a nonprofit organization focused on building up and improving biblical sites in Israel. Because of Byron's building projects in Israel, he was able to build many relationships with several points of contact from the Israeli government all the way to the Temple Institute. And then a very important person is Rabbi Yitzhak Mamo. Rabbi Mamo has donated the use of his land on the top of the Mount of Olives, where the red heifer sacrifice will take place. Now, the preparation of that land is totally complete at this point. They're ready to go at their end. But another organization that will have a very large hand in the red heifer sacrifice is, of course, the Temple Institute in Jerusalem. It's worth mentioning Rabbi Chaim Richmond's a very key player, not only with the Red Heifer program, but he'll probably be the point man when a third temple is someday built. I had the opportunity to meet with him in September 2007 in Jerusalem. And I call him the original father of the modern day Red Heifer program since he started the program actually in the mid-1990s. So these are some of the key players.
Okay, so five cows or heifers were flown over. I believe it was flight 777, or was that the model of the jet?
Yeah, it was an American Airlines 777, right?
That's
that
it.
Transported
that doesn't,
the cows
that
to
doesn't,
Israel.
That doesn't mean anything, though, does it, Brother Mike?
Yeah.
I don't know. What is the sacrificial age that they have to be?
Okay. Well, I want to go back to the 15th of September of 2022. That's when the red heifers were flown to Tel Aviv Airport. Byron Stinson was totally in charge of the transportation of those cows all the way from Texas, then to New York by ground, and then they were flown by air. After going through quarantine several days, the cows were taken to an area where the Jews first entered the Promised Land a long time ago near Gilgal. Later, the red heifers were taken to Shiloh. That's where they are now. They are carefully being guarded there until the sacrifice takes place, of course, on the Mount of Olives. There were a couple other attempts to fly the heifers to Israel before September 2022, but the Israeli health ministry said that when the cows arrive, it cannot be more than 88 degrees Fahrenheit when they arrive for health reasons. So anyway, that's why September 2022, I believe, was probably the third attempt, but successfully getting the cows there. You asked about the sacrificial age. Well, technically, there is no sacrificial age in Numbers chapter 19 in the Bible. But over the years, the Temple Institute has actually come up with an age, and the age is 3 years old. But 3 years to them is not 3 years to us. It's actually 2 years and 1 month to us. But we do explain all that in the DVD. But we wanted your audience to know the five cows sent to Israel were actually born the first couple weeks of October 2021. So the first couple weeks of November 2023, not very long ago, the cows had attained sacrificial age under the rules of the rabbis. Yes, they could be sacrificed any time after that, but the plan in Israel was to wait till Passover to Pentecost 2024.
Okay. Now, Brother Smith, maybe we should just close it out here because we've got 4.5 minutes. We were going to talk about the test run they did to learn how many ashes they could get. Should we skip that and just get to what this
sure.
all means spiritually?
Yeah, we can do that.
There's some lessons here, isn't there?
Right. We can do that.
I'll turn it over to you. You go ahead and give us that.
Well, it's a very good question that you're alluding to. My personal opinion about the successful sacrifice of a red heifer by the rabbis in Israel is not only a sign to the Jews that an era of a messianic kingdom is on the horizon, but that this will facilitate at a later time a third temple to be built, which must in reality be built by the mid-tribulation, which you alluded to earlier. In other words, no red heifer ashes, no workable temple, no prophecy. However, prophecy will march on. Now, could this also be a sign to the Christian believers? I say yes. Even though our sins are sanctified by a better covenant, and I'm alluding to Hebrews chapter 9, verse 12 through 14, the sign unto us is the end of days signs are pointing to Israel to get ready. I can tell you firsthand, there are some Jewish people who have realized that Jesus really is the true Messiah of Israel. And that's so all this is not in vain. Everything we learned from Numbers chapter 19 was played out by Jesus the Messiah and fulfilled the day he died on the cross. And just as uncorruptible cedar wood was used in the red heifer sacrifice, Jesus, his own life was uncorrupted by living a life without sin. And just as the hyssop is connected to this sacrifice, hyssop was placed up to Jesus' lips in John chapter 19, verse 29. And just as a scarlet thread had to be placed in the red heifer fire, as it says in Numbers chapter 19, verse 6, a scarlet robe was placed on Jesus. That's in Matthew chapter 27, verse 28. as they placed a crown of thorns on his head. Now, just as a red heifer had to be sacrificed outside the camp in Numbers chapter 19, verse 3, Jesus was sacrificed on a cross outside of Jerusalem, like being outside of the camp, if you will. And it says that in Mark chapter 15, verse 22. Lastly, the red heifer cow was actually a female cow. So the sacrifice had a connection with something female. But the sacrifice of Jesus Christ had a female connection to the bride of Christ, who he sacrificed everything for. That bride is discussed in Revelation chapter 21, verse 2. The bride of Christ coming down out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. So the red heifer and the crucifixion of Christ is truly a love story. So there it is, fulfillment of the red heifer concept by Jesus himself. Amen.
Amen. Well, Brother Mike, we got about a minute left. What does this mean to people, in your opinion? Do you think this is going to happen this spring? Do you think they're going to sacrifice one of these, or you just don't know?
Well, according to Eliyahu Berkowitz, who says that the cows may be too old by this fall, my personal opinion is I believe it will happen by hook or by crook, somehow, some way. It won't be Passover here coming up, but I do believe it will be this year on your calendar. Amen.
All right. Well, Brother Mike, we want to thank you for taking some time out of your busy day and coming on to speak to my audience here at Crossing the Spotlight. And you're a true friend. You're a friend to our ministry. We love you and your wife, Tanya, and look forward to seeing you again soon. God bless.
God bless you. Thank you for having me.
All right. And there he was. And there I was. And hope that was a blessing to you. Get the DVD on the website. Amen. Go to the website right now or pick up the phone, call the 800 number, get the DVD.
Amen.
I have a limited supply of these. You'll want to get any closing thoughts, Doc?
Hey, Brother Smith's always on the cutting edge of many of these things.
Yeah.
And I really do believe these red heifers, for the time we're in all of prophecy, I can see this is on the cusp of happening.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's interesting how he's met the very key people that are involved in
this. I know the folks that raised those heifers. They're part, they work with our museum as well. But yes, very, very great interview. Yeah. Amen.
All right. I hope you know Jesus. Hope you're ready for that trumpet to sound, because it's going to happen whether you're ready or not. Here he comes. All right. All right. So we'll see you next time. Keep your eyes on them skies.